All right. Let me make sure that this works, because last time, I don't know if it happened because I had the phone on a different app,
Oh,
but I'm gonna see right here just to make sure. All right, so starting off,
okay.
today we have a recap of our last talks. We got to talk a little bit about the Steelers and the Commanders. And before the week had ended, there were some things looming. One of those things was Devontae Adams finally being traded to a team, and the Jets were that team. So let's start it off there. Devontae Adams reunion with A-Rod, that started up against the Steelers. How do you think that matchup went, and where do you see Devontae Adams and A-Rod for the rest of the season?
All right. First off, let's start off with welcome to another episode of Let's Be Clear.
Let's be clear.
I feel like it went about exactly how I thought it was gonna go. I mean, Devontae, he's still a good player, but he's not that A1 that we used to saying. And when they when the last years in Green Bay, they really didn't do too much. I mean, they made the playoffs, but it's not like they're going to the Super Bowl or anything like that. So I mean, it pretty much went as is. And the biggest thing is A-Rod is not who he used to be. He's a above average quarterback right now. That's got a job. I mean, if his name wasn't A-Rod, he might have been he might not even be playing right
Let's be clear. My thoughts on A-Rod and Devontae Adams reunion and NY is it's good for TV. Do I think that they're going to be able to make that team a playoff team? I don't think so. I think the aspirations for this NY team were big and lofty in the beginning of the season because they thought that this 40-year-old A-Rod was going to come back from this Achilles injury and put this team right back into stardom for the playoffs. And I don't see that. The
Not at
team
all.
has a lot of holes. We're talking about offensive line. We're talking about injuries to their secondary. We're talking about the fact that their running game is non-existent, especially when it comes to having two bright running backs that they have. They can't get the ball to them. When they played against the Bills, the run was getting shut down. When they added Devontae Adams, the run still wasn't really existent. So I think it was a good addition as far as TV ratings go when we talk about having these two guys back together. But as far as them actually being like one of the top duos in the league right now, I just don't see that. I think that they'll fizzle out.
The funny thing is all the strong suits of why everybody wanted A-Rod to come to you ain't say DC, you know what's on my mind. But to come to NY are all now the weak points. It was now they're getting on Wilson. Breece Hall can't seem to get a 100-yard gain to save his life. I mean, everything that was supposed to be a positive is now a negative. The defense all of a sudden can't play. He throws interceptions at least two a game when they matter the most. So it's just like, my was it really the Jets as a whole, or I mean, is it more so him at this point? I just don't know. I mean, it's a good addition, like you said. It's gonna bring some ratings. A-Rod gonna bring ratings, but at this point, what are they, 2-6?
2-5 could be 2-6.
Two and five, about to be 2-6 most likely. I mean, I just don't see it happen. If they lose this week, they finito. It's a wrap.
Agreed.
They might as well start, getting ready to do that to do the New York Jets trip, go out to Cabo. I mean, the Giants trip, go out to Cabo. Everybody get on a boat and wear Tim's and tight jeans. Shit. So yeah, but no, I just I don't see the Jets. I don't see them being the main thing in any of this. So I mean, hey, listen, enjoy selling your jerseys and your PCL or PLC or PCL packages or whatever that is. And Woody, you enjoy being Woody. You are who you are.
Agreed. They did a lot with firing the coach, and then you know Nathaniel Hackett. He was the topic of discussion when all of this got brought up because he was going to be fired. And now, like, what did he even do? He's been demoted.
He's A-Rod's personal assistant.
Yeah, so they just got too much drama going on with that team. I think Devontae Adams was really starting to rethink his decision after he's seen Russell throwing all of these deep balls. And he's like, well, where's my deep ball throws at?
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it was one of those games that I was glad to see us on the winning side. But as far as A-Rod and Devontae Adams, I'm not sold on these guys doing much outside of just selling some jerseys.
Not at all. They out of here.
Let's jump into a 2-minute drill. So each
wife is used to those.
We know about the 2-minute drill all too well.
Yes, sir.
Each topic we will finish with, you know, a short answer. So we want to finish every topic, all of the topics in 2 minutes. So, first quick question for the 2-minute drill. Is it time to trade Myles Garrett?
Yes. It's time to, right now, it's time to blow up that whole team. See what you can get for him. You at least probably get a first and maybe some other things. But yeah, go ahead. And it's time to blow up that team and restart from the bottom. Yeah.
I think so, too. I would say trade Myles Garrett. Get as many picks as you can. Go ahead and rebuild.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I know you're going to at least get a first and some more.
Facts. Are the Texans for real?
They are. It all starts with the coach, though. D'Amico went out there and built that team, and he's having that team as his own. Some weeks it's the defense stepping up. Some weeks it's the offense stepping up. CJ still really starting to get into his groove. So yeah, I believe that team is real. And the thing is, they're good on both sides of the ball, which is hard to find sometimes in this league. So yeah, I believe that D'Amico got that thing going in the right direction.
Agreed. I would say that the Texans are definitely legit. They're for real. They've shown that they can compete week in and week out, and they can win those close games as well. So yeah. I like the Texans to rejoin the playoff rankings this year.
They are what the Jaguars were supposed to be.
Yes, they are. Are the Bills back with the addition of Amari Cooper?
I mean, obviously he scored last week after Ano had to tell him what to do, Keon. But, you know, he still has good numbers, but something is going on with Josh Allen. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the offense. I don't know. He's so up and down right now. It's hard to tell. But the Bills always got a chance because they can score with anybody. So I would say, yeah, I mean, the Bills are going to be – he definitely makes them better on offense, especially, you know, missing the bigs. But, yeah, so I would say we still got to see, but I would go to the upside.
I'm a agree with you, and I'm gonna move on to the next one. Where will Mike Williams end up? And I'm a start this one off. I'm gonna say Mike Williams will still be a Jet, I think, after the trade line. I know they opened it up for the trade blog to say that they would trade him after getting Devontae Adams, but I don't know that there will be a suitor that will match what the Jets are asking for him. And I think he'll still end up on the Jets for the rest of the season.
I think if you trade him, it really looks like – I mean, it already looks like A-Rod is running that damn organization. But I think if you trade him, it really looks like that. But, yeah, I agree with you. I don't see him going anywhere. I just he hasn't been a standout like that to where it's like, hey, I need to make a move and get him, especially what he's getting, you know, what he's getting paid. So I'm like, yeah, I agree. I see him staying there.
What happened to the Cowboys, the Cowgirls?
Injuries is one. Two, I think what's starting to happen in the league right now, and this is not just a Cowboy thing, but they're definitely feeling it. Running backs are a lot more important than what people thought. Uh-huh. You're starting to see that with Derrick Henry. Even though I don't like the dude, Saquon. You're starting to see that running backs definitely mean a lot more than just going to sign somebody at $4 million a year. Cause Dak but Zeke and my boy, they ain't even playing my boy. He just collecting a check for no reason, Dalvin. And it's just showing right now that if you don't have a running game in this league right now, you're really not doing too much. You're not doing too well. So, just no running game and your two best players being out. And Micah seemed like he don't even want to come back. So, I don't know, man. It's just a little bit of everything.
I will say what's happened to the Cowboys is Jerry Jones, man. Jerry Jones is what happens to this team every year. And you want to know why? Because he is stubborn. He seems to believe that if he can get everybody in that facility to drink the Kool-Aid, that somehow they'll turn into magical superstars and win the NFL Super Bowl every year. And it's not going to happen. You got guys.
You ain't say he thought he had the Michael secret juice.
Yeah, he got that. He think he got the secret sauce, and he ain't been whipping it right because you decided to pay that quarterback, you decided to pay that receiver, but you got no running back. You brought your guy back after you did him completely wrong, and Zeke is like a grandpa back there. He's not even getting, 3 yards a carry? And let me remind you that this is a team that always been predicated on having a stout offensive line. And without that offensive line being what it used to be, and without that running game, those guys that receive the ball aren't going to be open too much because they know, the defense knows, okay, it's going to CeeDee Lamb. It's going to one of these receivers. The tight end has been non-existent. Dak hasn't looked great. I'm blaming it all on Jerry Jones. That's what I think happened to this team. All right. Is LeBron James getting tired of Bronny?
I ain't going to say he's getting tired of Bronny. He's getting tired of the situation. I can't believe I'm about to stick up for LeBron James. But at this point, like, yo, he a grown man. Stop asking me all these questions. I ask him. If y'all got a question on how he feels about playing with his dad, that's a question he got to answer. Not I can answer. I'm LeBron. I done had these motherfuckers. I done had y'all on my balls, pause, since I was 15 years old. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Running with a center that was 6'3.5" and pudgy. Out there in, where was that? St. Patrick's High School or whatever that dang school was called. But he just getting tired of the situation. You see that they put out there now Bronny going back to G League after this 5-game road stint or this 5-game stint. So I think it'll be better then. Everybody can calm down. They got their little cute moment. It's ridiculous to me, but he got in with him. You could just tell he didn't even fit on the floor. He looked like a high school kid. But yeah, I think he's getting tired of the situation. Not tired of his son because he loves his son, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't think he's tired of Bronny either. I think maybe he might be kind of tired of the questioning. And they're going a little overboard with it, honestly. To have this situation is very unique and rare. We might not see it ever again, maybe even in this sport. But especially in any other sport, it's very hard for a father and son to play together. The last time we've seen this was the Griffies. So I would say that he's not tired of Bronny, but I do think, like you said, they should stop asking him so many questions about playing with his dad and let the kid grow into the game and let him play. Ask him stuff about what his process is going through, how hard he works or whatever. But stop asking him about playing with his dad and being on the court with his dad and so forth.
Well, what they need to do is call the best coach in Croatia because that's about where he'll be in about 3 years because he's trash.
Hey, man, cut the kid some slack.
Cut him some slack? He's terrible.
Hassan Reddick. Will he be traded?
He couldn't play for the DC Go-Go right now. He couldn't play. He wouldn't start at USC.
He could probably start at USC this year.
I don't know, man. The dude is the hot garbage.
All right, let's move on. Hassan Reddick. Hassan Reddick. Will he be traded?
Nah. Nah, ain't nobody taking that deal. He gonna play for old Massa. He gonna play for old A-Rod. And what is he?
Yeah, I think the situation with Hassan Reddick just got blown out of proportion. And it took a little bit longer for them to finally get him in the building. But I don't think he'll be traded. It's sort of like the Mikey Williams situation. I don't see him going anywhere this season. I think he'll end up still on the Jets.
Yeah, he'll be right there. He'll play. And like I said, they worked out their little contract. So we'll see where it goes from there. But I don't see him getting traded this year, maybe next year, because I think he only has 1 year left on his contract at that point. So you know how that goes.
Reed, is Pitt legit playoff contenders? Are they a legit playoff contender?
We're talking about when you say Pitt now, you got to remember.
Pitt football.
College.
Yes.
After that thrashing they just put on Syracuse, they're a contender in the sense of I don't see them in the 12, but they're definitely building another solid program. Only thing with Pitt sometimes is they do this every 2 or 3 years. They build a solid program, and then it's like all of a sudden they just go back to being – average again. So it's like frustrating sometimes. They seem to always find a quarterback. They do a great job out there finding a quarterback. But yeah, now they're definitely solid, man. Nobody beat Syracuse like that all season.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you good. And I want Syracuse to lose anyway. They did my man Dino Babers wrong, man. Dino built that program up real good out there. And he had one or two little shaky seasons and got rid of them. But that, I don't like what they did to my man Dino out there. Yeah, so fuck Syracuse.
Yeah, after that impressive Syracuse win, I think that Pitt is legit. I've seen and I say legit because I'm talking about a team that could be in that 12. I think if they keep the 1-0 mindset, if they keep beating teams that people think they aren't going to beat or, you know, going to struggle with, they will be in that playoff because it's starting to edge out. They're one of nine teams that are still undefeated. So I like Pitt to keep that streak going.
So the thing is at that point, because of that, you think they would put three teams in the ACC in the 12?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, they did that with the SEC because the SEC is so
That's
big.
That's different.
But,
Jesus Christ.
I feel like they have to make considerations if these teams are still undefeated come in this season. But somebody's going to lose once we get to the championship. Whether that comes sooner or later. And I'm talking about the loss because they still have games in the conference. So whether that happens sooner than later or they make it to the championship undefeated, I do feel like as long as they keep the streak going, they'll make that 12.
Have you seen their schedule? Do they play Clemson?
They do play Clemson. They play SMU next, and then they play Clemson after that. So
SMU
they would have
ain't
to
no
win
slouch.
These, exactly. They would have to win these next two games to really cement their spot in that college playoff. But I like their chance. Yeah. I think SMU has a big game, tough test this weekend with Duke.
Yeah.
So if they come out of that unscathed, I think it'll be a great matchup next week against Pitt. And, you know, 1-0, and we'll see how that goes against Clemson the week after.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Duke. Oh, man. They should have lost to FSU, which ain't
Yeah, they should have. They should have.
And they had 100. They had a total yards of 181. Oh, never mind. We ain't running. I don't know.
All right, let's round off our last two for this 2-minute drill. Wide receiver two for the Steelers. Let's make this one quick. Do you think they will have a wide receiver two before the trade deadline?
Somebody, I don't think they're going to go out and trade for one. I think somebody's going to have to step up. I think with the way Russ plays, I think it can get some of your receivers open. Because, you know, Russ likes to get out of the pocket sometimes and just make shit happen. So I think that's a little what you've seen last week. Not to say he didn't play within the offense, because he definitely did. But, you know, he just sometimes can make things happen and throw people open to where Justin, he needs to see things open before he makes the throw. So, and then, you know, Justin will use his feet before he throws the ball sometimes. So I think, you know, Russ just gives them more of an opportunity to actually go out and make plays. So I don't think you'll trade for one. I just think you'll go from within the system, man. Go from there.
Yeah, wide receiver two. I love how every time there's a big name out on the trade block, the Steelers are pinned to it somehow. They said we were going to get Cooper Kupp. They said we were going to get Devontae Adams. They said we were going to get Mike Williams. Pretty much every – besides D-Hop. And they did say we were going to get D-Hop as well. But pretty much every prospect that goes into the trade rumors is somehow tied to the Steelers. And that didn't happen. I don't see it happening either. I think we'll keep the guys we got, and I think it's over with as far as finding a wide receiver two out in the league. I think we're just going to have to go with what we got, and if we don't go with what we got, then that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all good, though. Yeah, and then, like, Cooper Kupp, I mean, you don't want to give up too much for him. He's been hurt a lot lately. D-Hop, the same thing. Which they only gave up a fifth that could potentially be a fourth. So, I mean, Kupp, I think they wanted a little bit more for. I just think, hey, man, just play with what y'all got. Y'all are doing good right now. Ain't like it's a whole lot of teams out here with, you know, two or three good receivers. So, I think with Russ in there, y'all will be all right.
Yeah, after they won that game against Minnesota, they made it clear well, actually before the game when they were reactivated, the coach made it clear that Cooper Kupp was there to stay. So I don't see Matt Stafford leaving. I don't see Cooper Kupp leaving. It has nothing to do with the Steelers, but wide receiver two, I think, stays who it is, and maybe one of the guys like Calvin Austin or somebody can step up and become a legitimate wide receiver too. Lastly, the World Series with a crazy finish last night. Game two is what, tonight or tomorrow night?
I'm not even sure. It's probably tonight.
But Yankees, Dodgers, the two coasts. It's like East Coast, West Coast all over again.
Probably bigger.
Who you got, Yankees or the Dodgers?
Man, last night, both of my grandfathers was rolling over in their graves. Both of them are Dodgers. I mean, Yankee fans. So, you know, they ain't feeling that too. What they say at New York? I forgot that new slang name.
They ain't jacking that.
They ain't jacking it. Yeah. They ain't jacking that, y'all. So, I'm going to say the Yankees just because, like I said, both of my grandfathers love the Yankees. So I'm gonna go with the Yankees, but and the Dodgers team, they just got a little bit of everything, man.
Yeah.
And then Ohtani to me is the best baseball player of all time. That dude is sick.
No comments.
I don't think anybody could ever do what that man does.
You got it.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna go with the Dodgers. I feel like because of guys like Freddie Freeman. You got Mookie Betts. You got Ohtani, who is like a freak of nature. I've never seen Asian man as
– Where's this conversation as, going? Hold on now.
As stout as he is. Like, he's just a freak, bro. He's big in size. His power to hit the ball is crazy. And, I mean, I honestly think – for this series alone, the Yankees should be glad that he's not pitching as well. But ultimately, I do think that it will be a Dodgers win. I mean, it's been a long time since the Yankees had won one. So I know they're looking to end that drought. I think the last time was when New York was popping by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, and that song got on my damn nerves. But I wouldn't sneeze at these guys not being able to pull this out and it being another Dodgers win. So that's what I'm going to go with. Dodgers for the series.
All right, that's a bet. All right. Hey, off subject, just because I'm at my son's soccer game, so I didn't get to see a lot of the stuff written down for us today. Your man Dirk.
Little Dirk went to jail. Little Dirk went to jail. He was grabbed by the marshals in Miami. And it was due to a federal indictment.
Yeah.
On a murder for hire case. And after doing a little research on that, one of the guys in his camp was actually known for wearing wire, and had been wearing a wire for years. Also had already completed a 12-year sentence. Yeah, so, you know.
Did they call him Rat 4 or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But now, you know, Lil Durk could be possibly sitting for a while.
It's night night.
They're not gonna let him get bail.
No, because he tried to flee.
Yeah, on top of that, he's facing some serious allegations for a case that's very serious, and the feds are about 97-98% when it comes to these type of cases. So
They're gonna get him twice for that they're gonna get him for murder for hire and then attempted murder for hire because he found out all the people that were snitching, so he was trying to get the dudes that he really trusted to go take them out, and they got cell phone stuff on all that too, so they might get him with the double jump.
Yeah, he's looking at some serious time, even the death penalty. I heard he could get the death penalty. If convicted of these crimes, he could get the death penalty. So hopefully God is on his side with this one. I don't have much on that, though.
Well, remember, he just converted to something different, so I don't know. But but anyway, I ain't got too much on that one either. I just was thinking about two things. That joint and both of them was with Rabbit. Well, let me check something real quick. Are you cool with ASAP Rocky?
Like is he my boy or something? I mean,
because you know, there's certain things you don't like to talk about when it comes to, like, you know.
I mean, we go there. I don't really have any dog in the
Why
fight.
That dude always look like a side chick? That man always looked like a side chick. It don't make no sense. All them pictures, he behind her ass. He curled up. Like, what is going on with that man? But then I don't know. If my wife was a billionaire, I don't know what I would look like.
Yeah, that was about to be my point. When you're dating Rihanna, I'm sure there are a lot of things that are very untraditional about being with Rihanna. So, you know, I don't really know. I haven't seen any of the pictures. I have seen, like, you know, his attire, you know, what he's been wearing and stuff.
He's always been a little...
Yeah, I could kind of feel you on like, you know, way he's dressing and stuff like that. But as far as like how he's been looking with her, like I said, that's a billionaire lady right there. We know that she's not normal when she was going at Chris Brown the way she was. So I'm sure that things are a little switch side when it comes to that family.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, back to the registered program. I didn't mean to get it off like that. That was just on my mind.
No problem. So we could jump into this injury-prone NBA superstars. PG is hurt again. Kawhi is still hurt. And no back-to-backs for Joel Embiid.
Have you seen that man picking his ass yesterday? And it was sick. Joel Embiid.
No, I missed it.
That's a picture going on. He was scratching his ass, getting sniffed right on the free throw line. And while he was warming up, not to play. But that's anyway, crazy. But yeah, man, I don't know what's going on. Some of these players just seem to have the worst of luck. It was just like James Wiseman. He was having a good old game. Man, he was backing up and hurt his leg. I said, dang, some players just just got the worst luck. Paul George, man, I don't know what's going on. Man. Joel Embiid, at least he told you what it was. At least he said, hey, I ain't coming out here and playing back to back once I do get healthy anyway. So I don't know, man. It's just the league is getting soft. Soft, but then they talk about we going to investigate it. Well, y'all started to let it happen when Pop told y'all and created this whole shit.
Mm-hmm.
Popovich started all this shit, and he just sitting back laughing because that's what they do. What they seen Tim Duncan and all them at the Chick-fil-A in the airport. The team bus or the team plane had already left, and they were sitting there chilling. Like, man, we ain't playing tonight. So, I mean, it all started there. We'll see how it go. That's the only thing with the 76ers. It looked good on paper, but you don't know who the hell gonna be there when playoff time starts.
True indeed.
So, but yeah, all these dudes. Zion, why the hell he missed game one? He had too many Big Macs. You know them Big Macs taking you out right now. Them guys eat cold eyes and more here.
Yeah, I mean, he was having a good season last year too when he was healthy. I think it's just bad that these young guys can't stay healthy or even play through some injuries. I'm not saying that guys should play through injury because nobody wants to be hurt, and you know we don't know how badly some of these injuries are. But I just remember a league when guys playing 82 games was never a topic. Like, guys were playing 82 games like it was nothing, and the only time they weren't was serious injury. Now it's just all too often that you got guys like I almost question, does Kawhi Leonard even still want to play basketball? Because, you know, he's been hurt for 2 years now.
Uh-huh.
2 years. He came back last year and he was in and out of the lineup because of the same injury. And it was like they were trying to minimize his minutes because he hadn't practiced, he hadn't played, and then he gets injured again. And now he couldn't play Olympic basketball because of his recovery for the injury. And we're starting the new season and the guy's not even available. I don't understand, you know, what injuries that these guys are getting that some of the older players weren't getting, and why it's such harder for guys to maintain some form of healthy, at least make it through 60 games, 70 games. You got guys that are playing a lot less games every year, and then superstars. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You know, what is their health and safety looking like in these games? The PG thing, I can't really, you know, it was kind of one of those things where he stepped awkwardly and now he's hurt again. And, you know, that's a knee injury. Hopefully he'll be back for the next game. Joel Embiid not playing back-to-backs stinks for the fans. Because again, you have a superstar that you pay money to go watch play, and he won't be there. So, you know, if it's a game that you can't go to, and you're trying to get to see your favorite superstar for the Philadelphia 76ers, you got to make sure that it's not a back to back game.
You're absolutely right. And then the biggest thing is, it's all about the money, man. If you making that guap, you making that guapo. Yeah, man, they ain't worried about making that shit. I mean, these dudes making way more than Michael Jordan and wasn't on that man level.
Right. So, well, and I think that's what stinks about it, though, because they're getting all this bread for TV time and stuff, and most of these dudes aren't even playing. Like, I mean, maybe they fine them or something, you know? Like, if they can't play back-to-back, they shouldn't be getting full checks.
But the thing is as long as the team doctor say something wrong, it don't make a difference. And the team doctor going to listen to the, you know, the president or the owner or whoever, so...
Yeah, it's unfortunate, man.
Just the opposite of the NFL or football back in the day. Does he have a concussion? Absolutely not. And
put him right back in the game.
What's your boy Shock say? It's your boy LT when he was on the Sharks. And what's it called? I'm a $1 million man. Shit, that motherfucker had it. He had CTE on the field.
On the field.
But it is what it is. We just gotta get used to it. And unfortunately, and that's just what it's gonna be, man.
Yeah, the landscape is changing for pro basketball. You know, injuries are a big part of the game, and they're obviously a big part of the TV contracts and everything else. So hopefully, guys can start taking care of their body a little bit better, so that fans don't have to be worried about not getting to see their favorite players play.
Yeah.
Let's jump back into football with the Commanders trending. They came up short against the Ravens, 30-23. And then come back the next week handily beating the Panthers with Super Mario at quarterback, 40-7. This week they're up against the Chicago Bears. What do you want to say about that?
Well, a lot of that game is going to depend on who plays. Mariota did come in and play well. We were already up by the time he got in, so that could be a mental thing as well. I'm not going to say just because if he does play, we would definitely lose. I would just say if Jaden plays, I would have a lot more confidence in us winning. I'm actually going to say, just because I'm unsure of Jaden, I'm going to say that the Bears actually win this game. I think we struggle to stop them with our defense. I think Caleb is playing real well this time. And people don't know secretly, I believe that the Bears are starting to have some weapons with Swift and Moore and some other people, starting to step up and do some things. I think the Bears are coming into a good zone. And I think this might be one we let slip away, especially if Mariota plays. Like I said, if Jaden plays, I have a little more confidence, but, I really wouldn't even want to see Jaden play right now. I'd like for him to take a week off, especially if it is a rib injury. Now, I am hearing, I don't know how true this was, but somebody said the dude plays with nipple rings.
Wait, who?
Jaden. And what happened was his nipple ring got pulled off.
Can we confirm that? We're like,
No.
Who reported?
I'm just telling you some things I heard in the local area from some people. So I hope it's a rib injury.
Yeah, that would stink.
But yeah, so he did have a rib injury at LSU and came back and played the next week. Some of the players seem like they think he's going to play by, like, some of their little smirks and, like, oh, we're not worried about shit. But the good thing is we got Mariota as a backup. And it's, you know, he can go out there and play solid anyway. So, but I got the Bears winning.
I like the way Mariota played last week. I know he orchestrated a lot of that offense. But I also look at the fact that the opponent, it was against the Panthers. They stink as a franchise. So I wouldn't put too much on the fact that they did that. Opposed to this Chicago Bears team that has a pretty good defense. I would look at it like a game where to piggyback your point, the Chicago Bears definitely have offense. They got the weapons, and they're actually starting to come together on the offensive side of the ball because you have a Caleb Williams who doesn't have to throw the ball 50 times a game. I think that's the mark of success when you have a young quarterback who you can facilitate the ball to the other players rather than just forcing it on a crazy air attack 54. That's not the recipe for success. But I will actually go with the Commanders to win this game. Even though you guys may not have Jayden Daniels this week, I still like your chances against the Chicago Bears. I don't think that Chicago will have the same success they had against the Panthers, nor do I think the offense will sputter much without Jayden Daniels. I think Washington will win this game, still getting 30 points. I like the Commanders 31 to 28.
Well, I hope you're right, man. I'm not sure. I think they're clicking on all cylinders. The biggest question is, what color is his nails going to be painted?
Probably black or something.
And is he going to jump in the crowd and cry to his mother like he did at USC?
And if they lose, maybe. If they win, he might cry anyway, so who knows?
You know he's going to have a lot of family there, being a Bowie native and playing high school ball at Gonzaga. So he'll probably have about 70 relatives there.
I like the Commanders' chances this week. I think the coaching will take over, and I think Commanders do have the better coaching staff. So that's why I would go with the Commanders.
I really like what Dan Quinn and them are doing with the program. I think in 2 years we're going to be dangerous.
Yeah, man. I mean, y'all looking pretty dangerous this season. And if y'all keep things going in this direction, I don't see why y'all wouldn't be dangerous in another two seasons. So you talking about some home field stuff, huh?
He's already said that if he ever leave, he always wants to play for Dan Quinn. So, you know, I take it.
Hey, if y'all can get him, why not?
Yeah, we need some rushers. That's the only thing that scares us about that team, man. We ain't got nobody that can get to the ball like that. So
How about y'all gave up y'all best pass rusher? And last year he led the team, both teams, in sacks because nobody had passed his output before he was traded.
The thing was Monte wasn't going to resign with us. So it was just, it was either trade him or lose him for nothing. So see if there's anybody in that last one. Okay. So it was either trade him or get nothing for him. So it was this way. So it was either that or trade him and lose him for nothing. So it was just one of those type of situations.
All right. Well, last topic. The Steelers trending. Steelers come off of. A good game where the Jets, where Russell Wilson had 3 touchdowns, 2 by the air, 1 on the ground. He got that moon ball going. And
you said the what?
He got that moon ball going is what they call it when that deep ball moon ball.
Oh, yeah.
So Russell looks like the man for the job after everyone talked about him messing up the feng shui, taking Justin Fields out, Russ being old, can't run, coming off a calf injury. What would Russ look like? And he was quick on a draw, man. Even when the pass rush was coming on that play action, he was able to stick his foot in the ground and fling that ball like a quick underhand pitch. I liked how Russ looked last week. I mean, there was some miscues, especially early on in that first quarter. But once they came around, I liked how the offense looked. They were able to go downfield handily. And, you know, that air attack, I haven't seen the Steelers offense look that good, honestly, since Big Ben was at the helm.
But that's so one of those ones, like crazy. That's like I was kind of saying earlier, to where Rush kind of throws the person open to where Justin wants to see somebody open. So, mm-hmm. like I said, your receivers probably just getting used to that. Y'all got the Giants this week. Y'all gonna beat them. Y'all gonna beat the Giants, man, by I got 10 points. The Giants, they fight real hard. They try real hard, but they ain't got a whole lot. I ain't trying to rush you, but I gotta get ready to roll out from this game. But yeah, I think y'all are gonna dominate that game. Rush seems like the move. I think we'll figure it out in the next three games for real. And I like the way Justin kind of just, you know, he went about it the right way. He ain't make a big fuss and all that shit. So, you know, Tomlin, you could tell Tomlin brought him in the office and really had a conversation with him.
Yeah, I think against the – my keys to victory for the Giants is we got to get number 90 active. TJ Watt has been a little quiet the last 2 weeks. That doesn't mean that he hasn't been active, but that just means that the offensive line has been doing more to try to keep him at bay. We did get Highsmith back last week. So I think bringing Highsmith back for the second week and then playing anemic offensive line, because their star offensive tackle is out. I like, and then also they haven't really scored well either. I like the Steelers to come out and beat the Giants handedly like they did the Jets. And I think it should be a big win.
I definitely agree. All right, brother, I ain't trying to rush you. I got to do this. I got to do the daddy thing.
No doubt. But appreciate you.
Glad we got one in.
Yeah, we got to make it happen.
Yes, indeed, brother. I holler at you, man.
And no doubt. Until next time, let's be clear.
Let's be clear, Slim.